The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for a list. I'm going to give you the top 5 games for that list. Now, while talking with Steven, he brought up the idea of revisiting a few ideas that I've done in the past, and one of them were kind of the top 5 games for beginners, and then those are basically the people that were wanting to get into tabletop board games. So I did that, and then I was going to follow that up with the mid-level gamers or kind of intermediate, and then today we've now reached the top 5 advanced games. And I'm going to add a fourth show, which is going to be kind of the heavy and expert games, and there's going to be kind of each categories in each one of those levels. Now, again, I'm not really saying that you cannot play these games if you haven't gotten into the stepwise, but I'm just trying to give people a little bit of a guide for getting into these games, getting into these heavier games, or kind of once you get the bug for gaming and kind of getting past intermediate games and you're wanting more, now this is the advanced meatier games. There's usually a little bit more time involvement, a little bit more of, a little more brain burny, but not quite completely brain burny, but just kind of three or four different concepts at once rather than just kind of a straightforward game with some of the beginner or even the intermediate ones. And again, once you get past these type of games, I'll mention next show some of the war ones for the expert type gamers. Now, today's games tend to be from the 2.5 to 3.5 out of 5 weight-wise on BGG. And there are also certain type games you'll see. You know, there's certain types with my number 4 and my number 2. And again, they tend to be a little bit longer in cases, more of a commitment like that. And just like the other list, I'm going to stay from 2018 till today. And I apologize, I'm going to get a bit wordy, and I'm probably going to say a lot of the same things all the times when now that you're kind of in the advanced or almost expert kind of level of gaming. Now, I'm trying to keep each number of the list to no more than three or four games of it, but I'm sure there'll be a little bit more of a cheat in there. I try to use that whole top 5 quote-unquote thing very loosely, but I can't help myself when I do get to talk about these games. You can hear me rubbing my hands because I can't wait to talk about some of these games. Now, I've got two honorable mentions that didn't quite make it onto this list. My first one was mainly because I hadn't played it yet, but it doesn't really even fit this one. Again, this is more of the advanced gamers, and Gutenberg, which is a new game by Portal Publishing, I thought was going to be kind of in this range, but really it's kind of in that intermediate range. So we kind of add that to a great intermediate game for you, kind of a Euro feel to it, real good game. And also Hadrian's Wall. Now, I didn't have a kind of roll and write class or number on this top 5 list, but Hadrian's Wall is probably, from what I've seen, about the heaviest roll and write out there. Well, until Fantasy Flight puts out that Twilight Imperium roll and write, which will be probably either this one or the expert one, because it's going to be a longer roll and write for you. But Hadrian's Wall, It's a great game. It's a great roll and write or flip and write. But what ends up happening with it is, as you're playing, and don't get me wrong, I absolutely love this game, so just don't take any of this as a detractor, but it's a very silent solo, even though it's we call it multiplayer solitaire with some Euro games, where everybody's doing their own thing. You're not really influencing other people too much, other than kind of trying to get majorities of some things or drafting in front of somebody. But it's an absolute great roll or flip and write game, where it's just kind of heavy. It's got two sheets. It takes things like Fleet the Dice Game or Three Sisters, kind of brings that and kind of brings it one step heavier. So it would be a decent fit for this one, but I really couldn't fit it into this list. So let's hit my top 5 now. So my number 5, these are kind of exploration or what we'll call experience type games. They're kind of almost in the RPG realm, but not quite different. Not quite the same, but a little bit different there. This is going to include The Outer Rim, which is the Star Wars game where you're kind of almost playing an episodic or movie type take, where you're all kind of scoundrels going about doing different missions and getting your crew together. And Firefly would hit this kind of same level there. But Outer Rim is a little bit more streamlined and a little bit better of the games. But a really, really good game. Check out Outer Rim. Western Legends is another one where you're kind of playing out Again, the experience of being in the Old West, there's different quests you're going to be on or storylines, and everybody has their own character, just like Outer Rim. Everybody's got their own character, and you've got different strengths and weaknesses. You're going to play cards. You're going to go into mines. You're going to hold up people, or you're just going to be a sheriff, things like that. Western Legends, very, very fun. And then Dead Reckoning, which just came out this year by John D. Clare and AEG, where you're kind of on a pirate ship. You've got a certain amount of cards, but you're kind of changing those cards with the kind of card creation method that John D. Clare is really good for, if you remember from Mystic Veil, where you're kind of taking transparencies and you're leveling up sort of your cards that are in your deck that you're using in Dead Reckoning. You're going out with your ship. You're settling on some islands. You're becoming a little bit stronger of a pirate captain, and you're doing different things out there. Again, kind of maybe even some quests in a way, and kind of taking over different islands and towns. Really fun game, Dead Reckoning. But again, more of an experience, more of a longer game. Number four, we're gonna put this as the CCGs, or kind of the competitive card games with a building of your deck mechanism, or other kind of deck, not really deck building. Don't confuse this with deck building like Dominion or some other games that have deck building, which I absolutely love. I think those are a little bit lighter. But you're talking now CCGs, or basically kind of card games that, not necessarily even CCGs, but kind of constructed card games. Now, this is where I'm going to talk about things like Marvel Champions, obviously Magic the Gathering, Marvel Champions, Soul Forge Fusion, which just came out, and then Keyforge. These are kind of you've got your deck, and you do have some construction with things like Marvel Champions, because you can change up your deck with the different aspects that you'll put in with your character. And then you're going against a big bad. You're not really, this is a good co-op one, Marvel Champions, where you're not really going against each other. Whereas Soulforge Fusion and Keyforge are both competitive. Now, Keyforge, you're just kind of grabbing a deck and playing against each other. But it is a little bit, even though it's kind of a grab and go, it is kind of that little bit more of an advanced take on things. Soulforge Fusion, a new one by Stoneblade Entertainment. Really cool, because you're taking two halves of a deck and almost smash up, like you're taking two halves of a constructed deck in two different factions, throwing them together, and then playing one-on-one. An absolutely amazing mechanism and a fun, fun game. But those three kind of fit into there. Marvel Champions, I can't stop talking about it. You'll notice I'm always talking about it on Munchkin Land. Just so much fun to play that game. And I love that they just keep coming out with more heroes and more villain sets. So that's your number four, kind of that competitive card game, like CCGs, collectible or competitive card games, with building of your deck mechanisms. Number three, we're just going to talk about, this is where I'm finally putting in RPGs or the dungeon crawlers. I just think they're just a little bit more than your kind of your intermediate gaming, because it's more of a time commitment. You know, a lot of times these are, they're a little bit more than just one time plays. You have either a legacy element or a campaign element, where it's kind of more of a commitment. So that's more of an advanced nature. And then your character can take up a lot of space and a lot of things going on building your character. So a little bit more of an advanced take. Now, a lot of these I'm going to mention are absolutely great and perfect. Again, if you're an intermediate gamer, you might love some of these games as well. Return of Dark Tower, which is by Restoration Games, is perfect for this. Got a great RPG where it's a cooperative against the game. Descent, Legends of the Dark, which is an amazing kind of, it reminds me even of Gloomhaven, which is the next one, Gloomhaven or Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion. It's kind of hard to put Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion into this, because it is kind of set up for the introduction to Gloomhaven or to those mechanisms, but it really is kind of more of an advanced kind of whole thing, because it's, again, more of the commitment. But again, Descent is another one where everyone's got their own character. You're going to be kind of leveling up your character, and then you're playing the game with the app and just playing through a nice campaign. Just so much fun. Warhammer Quest, Blackstone Fortress, another heavier kind of RPG element. Great game. Also, Dungeon Alliance by Quixotic Games. Holy cow, is it great. They have you can also play this one solo. Most of these RPGs you can play solo, just kind of the way that they're made. Are kind of to be played solo, because you're just kind of, since you're playing a co-op, you can kind of go into a dungeon. But don't sleep on Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, Warhammer Quest, Blackstone Fortress, Dungeon Alliance, Return of Dark Tower, Descent, Legends of Dark. Those type of games are all so, so good. And I guess Sword and Sorcery would probably fit into this one as well. One that I'm going to kind of jam into this, I guess it's kind of RPG-ish. I'm going to put the Villainous series, the Disney, Marvel, or Star Wars Villainous series. Now, these could kind of be intermediate games, but there's just kind of a little bit more to it that sometimes, even after you've kind of got people into gaming, they're still kind of looking cross-eyed as you're explaining how every one of the characters play in the Villainous universe. It's just a little bit more. Although, I mean, it's hard. It's very hard to put intermediate or this one together for Villainous, because it my daughter plays like crazy and plays a lot, and I feel like it's an intermediate, but I think it's just a little bit more that makes it more of an advanced thing, just knowing the other, what the other players can do and the other interactions. But again, Villainous, another solid, solid game out there. Number two, we're going to get into kind of Euros and tableau building Euros. This is where you're going to have your Terraforming Mars Ares Expedition, because I believe Terraforming Mars is a little bit older. I think it was 2017, but Ares Expedition, which is what we'll almost call Terraforming Cards, which is kind of has that extra little bit of complexity because you're playing what action you want to take. You're piggybacking off of other people's actions, making your tableau. And then things are going to trigger off each other, which is going to make it that next level. This is also where you're going to have Reavers of Midgard, which is an excellent, excellent game. By Gray Fox Games, a solid game, but a little bit heavier there. Imperial Spells in Steam, which is kind of, might even be a little bit lighter than this list, but it's kind of a lighter, not quite, it's a little heavier than Ticket to Ride, but not quite your 18XX kind of train games. But even though it has kind of this futuristic steampunk theme to it, it really is just a train game on a map, but it have a little bit of powers through that whole steampunky theme. But Imperial Spells of Steam, an absolutely great, great game there. And then, of course, Godspeed by Adam Hill is just an absolutely great game with, just has that little bit extra. And it's also with Clayton Hargrave. Sorry, Clayton. This is put out by Pandasaurus Games. And it's just a little bit of the time commitment and kind of the complexity of it. But it is kind of a, it's kind of the, you know, intermediate to advanced type game, but it does have that great Euro tableau building. Once you learn the game, these are a lot of games where, I guess this advanced game is like kind of where there's more of a language of these games where you need to kind of speak the language. It's a little, involves a little bit more of teaching or the, you know, the instructions or the teach of the game takes a little bit longer than normal or advanced, even advanced games. You're kind of looking at more of a 30-minute teaching element of the rules for these as well. But that was your number two, the tableau building where Terraforming Mars, Ares Expedition, Reavers of Midgard, Imperial Spells and Steam, and Godspeed. And my number one for this top five list of the kind of advanced games, more just kind of straight heavier kind of Euro games, we're looking here at Dune Imperium, which is a deck building, but it is kind of a Euro, but it has a little bit more because you're going up in different tracks, you're having a deck building element to it, and then there's combat to it, so it has a little bit more. It's kind of in that same area of Lost Ruins of Arnak as far as weight goes, but this one's just a little bit further than that. Witchstone, which was my game of the year last year for the Geek All-Stars. This is by Reiner Knizia. Just an absolutely great game where you're kind of, you're playing chits into your little tableau, which is kind of your cauldron, and then you're triggering off of each other chits, depending on how many of these symbols you're getting together. You're doing more actions than you're putting, you know, the different five or six actions that you're doing and chain them together kind of makes that a little bit more, but it just, once you learn how to play and you speak that language, it's just an absolutely great game. The Artemis Project, I can't say enough about this game from Grand Gamers Guild. By Daryl Chow and Daniel Rochi. Wow, this game is great. It has dice as a worker placement, kind of dice as workers, and just making more of a tableau, and just an absolute amazing kind of futuristic theme where you're on another planet, where you're on Europa, and you're kind of getting underground, and you're just doing different things to survive. We're using your pioneers, your engineers, and your marines. Just an absolutely solid game. And of course, there's also Crown of Amara. Now, Crown of Amara is almost kind of a perfect segue into the expert gaming, because this is where we start getting into kind of those heavier weight Euros. This is kind of a little bit higher on the level of what kind of I talk about the weight scale 3.10 on the BGG weight scale, but this is 1 to 4 players by Benjamin Schwer and Pegasus Spiel. Absolutely great game, but you're kind of using two rondels. You got two different boards with two rondels, which is basically as your action selection around the middle, and you're only selecting three actions that you're going to kind of pre-plan each round. And then you're kind of, you have, well, there's a set of three different rounds of ages where you're kind of using different cards, different times, and you're putting them together, and everybody's got the same deck, but doing their actions at different times. But boy, this is one of these unsung gems. That's an absolutely great game, Crown of Amara. So my number one with the Euros here of the advanced games, Artemis Project, Witchstone, Dune Imperium, and Crown of Amara. So you've got the exploration games, you've got your CCG, or competitive games, or collectible and competitive card games, your RPGs, your tableau building, and then your Euros. So I can't wait to get into kind of the expert games next time. And again, if you want to get this list, if I go a little bit too fast, you want to get this list, want me to cut and paste it into the Discord channel, just let me know in the top five Discord. I'll be happy to cut and paste with links to all of these as well. But anyway, thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or you want to tell me what you had as your top 5 games for advanced gaming, feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter, on the Geek All-Stars podcast, and on the Munchkinland podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I do give a twice a month, 10 to 15 minute board game news show. And also, finally, as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back in a couple weeks with more board game top five goodness, but until then, and of course, next time we're going to get the advanced or expert. You're going to get the expert games. But until then, hey, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.